بسم الله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله ومن ولا وبعد. This is our 10th session. Session number 10, Arabic lessons in fiqh, level 3, يعني المستوى الثالث, Islamic University of Medina, Arabic Language Institute. We're reading on page 20 from Kitab al-Tahara, the Book of Purification. The subtopic is Al-Mashu على الخفيني. المسح على الخفيني, يعني المسح from which verb؟ مسح. يمسح يعني مصدر على وزن. This مصدر is on the وزن of فعل. The مصدر that we just had in the previous session just now, مسح يعني فعل. مسح يعني from مسح يمسح. Okay, so المسح, it means wiping. على الخفين, يعني الخفين means what? The socks. I'm just going to mention here before I read any further, just يعني for us to get us in focus. يعني شيخ الوثيمين رحمه الله رحمة واسعة, he says in his book الجامع لأحكام فقه السنة. الجامع لأحكام فقه السنة. يعني this is not the book فقه السنة by Sayyid Sabiq. It's not the book فقه السنة. This is الجامع لأحكام فقه السنة. يعني the collection of the أحكام from the fiqh of the Sunnah by Shaykh Muhammad ibn Sali al-Uthaymeen. He says in that book, in the first volume, page 161, Kitab al-Tahara, he says, باب المسح على الخفين والجبيرتي. المسح على الخفين والجبيرتي. What do we mean by يعني الجبيرة؟ الجبيرة means like a cast. يعني somebody has a broken arm or broken leg or something, and they wrap it up and put something on it to hold it in place. A piece of, I don't know what they use, a piece of metal. Before they used to use a piece of wood or something, and they wrap it up to hold it in place. That's what we mean by جبيرة. So the Shaykh is saying here, this chapter is entitled المس, wiping over the خفين, the socks, and the جبيرة. المراد بالخفين, this is my point that I want to make. المراد بالخفين, what is intended in fiqh when we say الخفين, what is intended here is ما يستر الرجل أو ما يلبس على الرجل. يعني ما يستر الرجل, what covers the foot, or ما يلبس على الرجل, what is worn on the foot, من جلد أو قطن أو غيره, whether it's from leather or cotton or other than that. So what we're talking about here, المس على الخفين, we're not just talking about wiping over leather socks. We're talking about wiping over socks. And some people want to contest this, that wiping over socks means only leather socks. Yani, there's nothing else that you can wipe over except leather socks. And at the Fajr prayer this morning, a man, he came to me, he was praying near me after the salah, he said, oh, so I want to ask you a question. He said, yesterday I prayed at a masjid here in Brooklyn, and when I went to pray, I had to make wudu, so I went to make wudu, and I was making wudu, when I went to wipe over my socks, somebody was standing over me. He said, he grabbed me and said, no, you have to take them off. So he looked, and he, why? Make a long story short, they went back and forth, the guy told him, you have to take them off. They're not leather socks. So he didn't take them off. So when he finished, they waited for him, and they told him, see that room over there? You go and pray in there. That's how serious it is. That's how serious it is, Akhi. That the man told him, you have to go and pray over there. You have to pray over there, because you'll be disturbing us in here with your prayer that you prayed, wiping over some cotton socks or some nylon socks. Yeah, so anyway, alhamdulillah. So that, with that point, I want to, just to show you the seriousness of the matter, So he told him, okay, do you have proof? The guy told him, yeah, come back tomorrow, bring it. He said, okay, I'll come tomorrow. I told him, don't waste your time, but if you want to go, go get his proof. He has no proof. But let me read this to you. Sheikh Abdullah ibn Abdurrahman Ali Bassam, rahimahullah rahmatan wasi'a, one of the students of Sheikh Abdurrahman al-Sa'di. He was a companion of Imam Muhammad ibn Salih al-Uthaymeen. They studied together with the Sheikh. Sheikh Abdullah says, in the explanation of the hadith of Urwa from his father, Mughira, Sheikh Abdullah says, the summary of what was said by Ibn Daqiq al-Eid, yani Imam Ibn Daqiq al-Eid, the great scholar of hadith and fiqh, he says that the permissibility of wiping over socks has become so well known that it has become the symbol, a symbol or a mark of Ahl Sunnah. Yani this is one of the symbols that you're from the people of Sunnah, wiping over the socks. And at the same time, the rejection of wiping over the socks has become the mark or the symbol of Ahlul Bid'ah. This is what Imam Ibn Daqiq al-Eid said. Yani this matter is so well known that the people who do this, it is known that they're from Ahl Sunnah. This is a sign that you're from Ahl Sunnah. And the people who reject wiping over the socks, this is a sign that you're from Ahl Bid'ah. The main people who reject wiping over the socks is the Rafi, the Shia. And then other Ahl Bid'ah followed them. I don't want to go into the details of what he said here because of the time. But yani maybe at another time we might, you know, or maybe I can send to you some of the discussion concerning this. But for the sake of time, let's get back to our book. Okay? And this is important, right? Because the topic of Al-Mas'al Al-Khufayn, actually some of the scholars mention Al-Mas'al Al-Khufayn in the books of Aqidah. In books of Aqidah. Why do they mention Mas'al Al-Khufayn in books of Aqidah? Because the wiping of the socks, the people who accept it, became a sign that you're from Ahl Sunnah. And the people who reject it became a sign you from Ahl Bid'ah. So the people of Sunnah, they wrote in the books of Aqidah the importance of wiping over the socks. Because that's a sign that you have accepted the Sunnah of the Prophet ﷺ.
You said one person before we go.
And the Shia, that's their sign that they don't accept wiping over socks. Rather, they said wiping over the feet. You don't have to wash your feet. Shia said, just wipe over the feet. They don't believe in wiping over socks. They wipe over the feet instead of washing. Naam.
If the masjid you go to is wet, you know, always wet, because you know, you don't take shoes. If you go there, your socks going to go wet.
Get wet, yeah.
Can you remove your socks in that case?
You can. Yani, it's not haram to remove the socks, as long as you accept that it's from the sunnah to wipe over your socks. As long as you accept this, in principle, if any day came and you just felt I need to wash my feet just because I'm uncomfortable or whatever the reason might be, then okay, it's not haram. But it's sunnah to wipe over your socks. As long as you accept this, if you had some need, it's a puddle of water, you don't want to walk through the puddle of water with your socks on, so you take them off, okay, no harm. No harm. But the people who believe you have to take off your socks, every time they came in the masjid, I don't care if it's for Dhuhr, Asr or Maghrib. And I see them in the masjid at my house. Every time they came in the masjid, they take their socks off, throw them against the wall, and they go in the bathroom and wash their feet. I'm saying, why? Why are you taking your socks off? Yeah, so anyway, that's the point, okay? So what I'm saying, this is not just a fiqh issue. This is a matter of sunnah. The sunnah, I mean by sunnah, I mean not sunnah, it's obligatory or not obligatory. Sunnah and wajib, no. I mean sunnah, the way of the Prophet ﷺ. This is sunnah, this is the way of our Prophet ﷺ. And whoever believes in the Prophet Muhammad ﷺ, he's our example, you have to follow his example. Don't say, yeah, it's only sunnah. No, it's not only sunnah, it is the sunnah. It is Islam. There's no Islam without sunnah. A person who doesn't have sunnah doesn't have Islam. How are you a Muslim and you don't follow Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam? How are you a Muslim? And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, من رغب عن سنتي فليس مني. Whoever is not pleased with my sunnah, he's not from me. Sahih al-Bukhari. من رغب عن سنتي فليس مني. نعم. So much. نعم. There's a lot of benefits. This is taysir from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make it easy for you. Why you will not take the facility that Allah has given to you? Allah has made it easy for you. Yani you are better than the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Yani it's okay for him to do it, but I'm better than him. I'm taking my socks off. Yani why? We're not saying you can't take your socks off, but do you accept that it's sunnah, that Allah has made an ease for you? And then, I don't want that ease. يريد الله بكم اليسرى ولا يريد بكم العسرى. Allah, He wants ease for you. He does not want difficulty for you. Why are you making difficulty on yourself? Allah wants ease for you. يريد الله بكم اليسرى وما يريد بكم العسرى. But you want hardship on yourself? المسح على الخفين. Wiping over the خفس. دليل مشروعيته. The evidence that it is in the Sharia, that is legislated in the Sharia. ما رواه البخاري ومسلم عن حمام النخعي رضي الله عنه قال بال جرير ابن عبد الله رضي الله عنه ثم توضأ ومسح على خفيه فقيل تفعل هذا وقد بلت؟ قال نعم رأيت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم بال ثم توضأ ومسح على خفيه صلى الله عليه وسلم. يعني the evidence that is legislated in the Sharia to wipe over the khufs is that which is reported by Al-Bukhari and Muslim from Hammam al-Nakhai رضي الله عنه. He said بال جرير ابن عبد الله, that جرير ابن عبد الله رضي الله عنه, he urinated ثم توضع, then he performed ablution ومسح على خفيه, and he wiped over his socks. فقيل, so it was said, يعني somebody said to جرير تفعل هذا وقد بلت. يعني you doing that, you wiping over your socks after you just got finished urinating, and you just gonna wipe over your, you're not gonna wash your feet? He said نعم, I'm gonna do like that. رأيت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم بالا ثم توضع ومسح على خفي. I'm doing that because I saw the Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم urinate, and then he performed ablution and he wiped over his khufs. Now here, this is tremendous, right? Okay, this is the hadith recorded by Bukhari and Muslim. Listen to what he follows with. قال إبراهيم. Okay, on the bottom there's a footnote. I don't know if you can see, there's a footnote there. It's very small, 11. Okay, look at the footnote on the bottom. Ibrahim, huwa ibn Yazid al-Nakhai, min a'immat al-Tabi'een. Who is Ibrahim? Ibrahim al-Nakhai. He is, yani, one of the imams of the second generation of Muslims, the Tabi'een. Ibrahim al-Nakhai, he's a great imam from the Tabi'een. So Ibrahim al-Nakhai, he says, فَكَانَ يُعْجِبُهُمْ هذا الحديث لأن إسلام جرير رضي الله عنه كان بعد نزول المائدة كان بعد نزول المائدة. Okay, so how do we translate this? يعني كان يعجبهم هذا الحديث. كان يعجبهم, يعني the people who heard this hadith of Jariya, they loved it. They were pleased with it. They were amazed at it. They were happy about it. Why? لأن إسلام الجرير رضي الله عنه كان بعد نزول المائدة. Because the Islam of Jariya, and his entry into Islam, was after the revelation of Surah Al-Ma'idah was after the revelation of Surah Al-Ma'idah. Yani, what's the point here? Yani, the hadith of Jarir, in it it's mentioned that Jarir urinated, made ablution, and wiped over his socks. The people looked with amazement, like, "How are you gonna do it? How are you gonna do that? You have to go and wash your feet. You just can't finish urinating." They questioned him, "Are you gonna do like this?" He said, "Yeah, I'm gonna do this. I saw the Messenger of Allah doing the same thing, just like that: urinating, ablution, wiping over his socks." So when the people heard this hadith of Jarir, they were very happy about it. Because what? Because it was a proof for wiping over the socks. How was it a proof? كَانَ إِسْلَامُهُ بَعْدَ نُزُولِ الْمَائِدَةِ. Because Jarir didn't accept Islam until after Surah Al-Ma'idah had been revealed already. And Surah Al-Ma'idah came the ayat of ablution that mentions فَامْسَحُوا بِوُجُوهِكُمْ وَأَرْجُلَكُمْ. Yani, wipe over your heads and your feet. And this ayah, its meaning was in dispute. What is this wiping here? Wiping over the head and wiping the feet? The meaning is wiping over the head and washing the feet. Or, if we take that reading as بِرُؤُوسِهِمْ وَأَرْجُولِكُمْ with kasra, in the Quran it's with fatah, but if we take it with kasra, majroor, the meaning is in reference to the one who put on their socks after washing their feet. It means that the hadith of Jarir is indicated in this ayat with the second reading. Yani, meaning that, yani, you can wipe over socks. You can wipe over your socks if you wash your feet before you put them on. Okay. Surah Al-Ma'idah, ayat, let's see, it's in the beginning of the surah. Yeah, we'll get the exact reference for it, inshallah. In any case, the point is that some people, the Shiites and other people, claim that the hadith of Jarir is abrogated by Surah Al-Ma'idah. Because Surah Al-Ma'idah, six ayat. Surah 5, ayat 6. Surah Al-Ma'idah came with the legislation of washing the feet. Yani, wash your hands and your faces, wipe your heads and wash your feet. So they said that ayat abrogated the wiping over socks. But the people said, no, how so? When the ayat was revealed before Jarir even became a Muslim. And Jarir became a Muslim after the ayat was revealed. And he said, I saw the Prophet doing this. Surah Al-Ma'idah already was revealed. So the washing of the feet in Surah Al-Ma'idah is intact. But an exception to that is what Jarir saw the Prophet ﷺ doing after Surah Al-Ma'idah was revealed. And that is, if you wash your feet and put your socks on, according to the hadith of Mughayrah, if you wash your feet and put your socks on, you can wipe over them. He said the Prophet told him, he was getting ready to take off the Prophet's socks. The Prophet told him, دَعْهُمَا فَأَنِّي أَدْخَلْتُهُمَا عَلَى طَاهِرَتَيْنِ. I entered them while they were purified. I had already washed my feet. So the point here is what? That Surah Al-Ma'idah is intact. You do have to wash your feet when you make ablution, unless you are from those people who you made ablution, you washed your feet with water, and then you put socks on. In that case, you may wipe over them. That's what the people were happy about. That the hadith of Jarir was not abrogated by Surah Al-Ma'idah. Surah Al-Ma'idah was already revealed when he became a Muslim. And he said, after I became a Muslim, I saw the Prophet wiping over socks. Surah Al-Ma'idah already had been revealed. So Surah Al-Ma'idah does not abrogate the hadith of Jarir. It does not abrogate wiping over socks. It does not abrogate it. In any case, this discussion concerning this is mentioned in the explanation of Sahih Muslim. Just so you have a reference concerning this matter, in the explanation of Sahih Muslim, by Al-Imam An-Nawawi, rahimahullah, Al-Imam Nawawi says, the meaning of the people were amazed at the hadith of Jarir because his Islam was after the revelation of Surah Al-Ma'idah. And now he says, ma'anahu, its meaning is that, إِنَّ اللَّهَ تَعَالَى قَالَ فِي سُورَةُ الْمَائِدَةِ فاغسلوا وجوهكم وأيديكم إلى المرافق وامسحوا برؤوسكم وأرجلكم إلى الكعبين. Allah said in Surah Al-Ma'idah, wash your faces and your hands up to the elbows and wipe your heads and your feet. Wipe your heads and wash your feet. As we discussed previously, the order that it came in is to show that this is the way it's supposed to be done in order. Meaning that you're supposed to wash your faces and then your hands up to your elbows and then wipe your heads and then wash your feet. But the feet is to be washed, and that's proven by what? Arju lakum. It's mansub, because of the verb faghsilu. So Imam Nawawi says, Allah revealed in Surah Al-Ma'idah this ayat. فَلَوْ كَانَ إِسْلَام جَرِير مُقَدَّمًا عَلَى نُزُولَ الْمَعِدَةِ If Jarir had entered Islam before the revelation of Ma'idah, لَحْتَمَلَ There would be the ihtimal of قَوْنُ حَدِيثُهُ فِي مَسْأَ الْخُفْ مَنْسُوخًا بِآيَةِ الْمَعِدَةِ If he had entered Islam before Surah Al-Ma'idah, and Surah Al-Ma'idah, this ayat of washing the feet came after his Islam, there would be ihtimal, the possibility that his hadith that he's narrating to us about the Prophet wiping over, there's the possibility that that could have been abrogated by Surah Al-Ma'idah. If Surah Al-Ma'idah came after him, but actually he only became a Muslim after Surah Al-Ma'idah was revealed. So that means the washing of the feet had already been revealed, and after that he saw the Prophet wiping over socks. This is what Al-Imam Nawawi says. If he had entered Islam after the revelation of Surah Al-Ma'idah, there would be the possibility that his hadith could have been perhaps, maybe, abrogated by Surah Al-Ma'idah. فَلَمَّا كَانَ إِسْلَامُهُ مُتَأَخِّرًا But when his entry into Islam came later, after the revelation of Surah Al-Ma'idah, عَلِّمْنَا أَنَّ حَدِيثَهُ يُعْمَلْ بِهِ Then we came to know that his hadith, the wiping over the socks, is to be acted upon. وَهُوَ مُبَيِّنٌ And his hadith is مُبَيِّن. It makes clear أَنَّ المراد that what is intended بِالْآيَةِ of this ayat in Surah Al-Ma'idah is غَيْرُ صَاحِبِ الْخُفِّ Yani what is intended that you must wash the feet? What is intended by that is other than the people who are wearing socks that they put on after they wash their feet. فَتَكُونُ السُنَّةِ So in this case, the sunnah came مُخَصِّصَةٌ لِلْآيَةِ The sunnah came مُخَصِّصَةً from خَصَّصَ our bab فَعَلَ خَصَّصَ يُخَصِّصُ مُخَصِّص with كَسْرَ The ism fa'il means that it defines, restricts, clarifies the meaning of the ayat. The ayat is general, عام, and the sunnah here, the hadith of Jarir is مُخَصِّص it defines, it limits that meaning in terms of the people who put on the khufs after they wash their feet. So the general meaning is you have to wash your feet. But the special meaning is for people who are wearing khufs, they don't have to wash their feet. They can merely wipe over them. Wallahu a'lamu. That's how Imam Nawawi explained it. That's how he explained it in the explanation of Sahih Muslim. So this is also a benefit. Of this hadith of Jarir ibn Abdullah radiyallahu anhu. You can wipe, what we know, we studied this chapter in detail. You can wipe over socks, you can wipe over shoes, you can wipe over boots, you can wipe over whatever you have on your feet. And again, I'm going to refer you back to what I read in the beginning from Al-Imam Muhammad ibn Salih Uthaymeen. He said, Bab al-mas'ala al-khufayn wal-jabira. Al-murad bil-khufayn. What is meant by khufayn is not only socks, not only leather socks. Ma yasturu al-rijla, whatever is covering the feet. Wa ma aw ma yalbasu ala al-rijli, or whatever is worn on the feet. Min jildin, whether it's leather, or qatnin, or cotton, or ghayrihi, or other than that. Whatever is worn on the feet. Whether it's socks, boots, shoes, sneakers, whatever is worn on the feet. Whether it's leather, cotton, whether it's made from plastic or wood, doesn't matter. غَيْرِهِ Whatever it is that you're wearing over your feet. Whatever you have for foot gear, this is what is intended by the legislation of wiping over khufs. Means legislation of wiping over whatever you wear on your feet. Okay, second point of our lesson. Very important point here. Make note of this. Mashru'iyyati al-mas'h al-jawrabayn. The legislation of wiping over jawrab, any kind of socks. Okay, jawrab means socks in general. Whether they're silk, nylon, I don't know, whatever kind of materials they make socks from. Cotton, whatever. And jawrab. Polyester, that's what I was trying to think of, polyester.
In place of silk.
In place of silk, now. Mashru'iyyati al-mas'al al-jawrabayn. Yani, that is legislated to wipe over polyester socks, nylon socks, whatever kind of socks you're wearing. قَدْ رُوِيَ عَنْ كَثِيرٍ مِنَ الصَّحَابَةِ. Rather, I say it has also been narrated from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Anyway, in our book, it came like this: قَدْ رُوِيَ عَنْ كَثِيرٍ مِنَ الصَّحَابَةِ. So the people who don't believe in wiping over regular socks, maybe they don't understand the station, the status of Sahaba. Not one Sahabi, كَثِيرٌ مِنَ الصَّحَابَةِ. It has been narrated from كَثِيرٌ مِنَ الصَّحَابَةِ, the companions of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, radiallahu anhum ajma'een. Those people who Allah said He's pleased with. Allah said He's pleased with them. And Allah knows what's going to be the end of these people. And Allah, yani, put in the Quran that He's pleased with them, radiallahu anhum. Who are these people? Yani, the companions of the Prophet. Yani, the people that Allah Himself chose, decreed that they be born in the lifetime of the Prophet, that they will meet him in his lifetime, and they will believe in him and accept the message that he came with during his lifetime, and they will follow his way and die upon Islam. Allah is pleased with them. These are the people that we're talking about here. قَدْ رُوِيَ عَنْ كَثِيرٍ مِنَ الصَّحَابَةِ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُمْ أَجْمَعِينَ. قَالَ أَبُو دَاوُودَ, الإمام أبو داود رحمه الله said, وَمَسَحَ عَلَى الْجَوْرَبَيْنِ. Now he begins to mention, who are the people who is reported that they used to wipe over regular socks? Masah ala jawrabayn. Men? Ali ibn Abi Talib. Huh? Ali ibn Abi Talib. Wa ibn Mas'ud. Abdullah ibn Mas'ud. Huh? Who's Abdullah ibn Mas'ud? Yani, one of the greatest scholars from the companions of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Al-Bara ibn Azib. Anas ibn Malik. Abu Umama, Sahl ibn Sa'ad, Amr ibn Hurayth, Ruwiya Thalika, and it has also been narrated from Umar ibn al-Khattab, wa Abdullah ibn Abbas, wa Ruwiya Aydan an Abdullah ibn Umar, wa Sa'ad ibn Abi Waqqas, wa Abu Mas'ud al-Badri, wa ghayrihim. Yani, whoever says, I don't care that Umar ibn al-Khattab wiped over his socks, and Ali ibn Abi Talib wiped over his socks, and Abdullah ibn Abbas wiped over his socks, and Abdullah ibn Umar wiped over his socks, and Anas ibn Malik, whoever said he doesn't care about that, then it's clear that this is a sign that he's from Ahl Bidah. Because the people of Sunnah have respect for the companions of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. These are major companions of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Yani, people who, yani, if they did anything and we don't know any proof for it, we just follow it anyway. We will follow it.
Best generation.
Naam, best generation. Yani, Umar ibn Khattab and Ali ibn Talib from the Khulafa al-Rashidin al-Mahdiin. Huh? Abdul ibn Umar, Abdul ibn Abbas, from the most prolific narrators of the Hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Sa'd ibn Abi Waqqas, from the 10 people promised paradise. Come on, give me a break. Allah akhi, these people, they are sad. It is very sad that they are, yani, telling somebody, go pray in a room if you don't take off them socks and wash your feet. Go pray in a room. Allahu musta'an.
In that case, you have to avoid fitna,
you pray in the room. Yani, pray in the room, pray somewhere else, do whatever. Yani, you don't need fitna for sure. We're not encouraging people to fight. You know, go in the mosque. Say, I'm going to pray in here. I don't care. Y'all can fight me. I know karate. Now, we're not going to beat up the Muslims. Huh? Abdul Halim, we're not gonna see y'all beating up the Muslims. We're not calling to that. No. No way. Yani, go pray in the room. Go pray somewhere else. Stay away from that masjid. That's the best thing to do. Don't go near a masjid like that. With these people upon bid'ah, clearly upon innovation. No doubt about it. Okay, I just wanna Yeah, okay. The last point of this lesson is going to be a little bit lengthy. But anyway, we're going to just take what we have in our notes and then we'll skip to the other part. Okay, the last point of this lesson, point number 3, shurut al-mashi ala al-khuffaini wa ma fi ma'anahuma. Yani, the preconditions for the validity of wiping over the kufs and whatever has the same meaning as it. You know what I mean? Other types of footwear. Kufs and other types of footwear. يُشْتَرَطُ لِجَوَازِ الْمَصْحِ أَنْ يُلْبَسَا دُول مُثَنَّ عَلَى طَهَارَةٍ. يُشْتَرَطُ, يعني it is a condition, يعني it is made as a condition, precondition, for the permissibility of wiping, جواز المسح, and يلبسا, that the two footwear have been put on, يلبسا على طهارة, that they have been put on while the feet are in a state of purification. لحديث المغيرة, المغيرة ابن شعبة, based upon the hadith of المغيرة ابن شعبة رضي الله عنه. يعني this hadith is a proof of more than one thing, but here we're using it as a proof of what? The permissibility of wiping over socks. قال كنت مع النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم ذات ليلة في مسير فأفرغت, يعني فم أفرغ, يعني باب أفعل, فأفرغت عليه من الإداء من الإداوة فغسل وجهه وذراعيه ومسعى برأسه ثم أحويت لأنزع خفيه فقال دعهما فإني أدخلتهما طاهرتين فمسح, يعني رسول صلى الله عليه وسلم فمسح عليهما, رواه البخاري ومسلم وأحمد. يعني it is made as a precondition for the permissibility of wiping over socks that they have been worn while you are in a state of purification. Yani, a state of purification in which you washed your feet with water. Okay, be clear on this. A person could be in a state of purification where they didn't wash their feet with water. They wiped over socks. So they're in a state of purification. They took their socks off. Taking the socks off does not invalidate your state of purification. So they're still in a state of purification. Later on, while they're in a state of purification still, they put socks on. They put them on in a state of purification. But not in a state of purification in which they wash their feet with water. This time, they put their socks on the second time, they're in a state of purification. Okay, I'm sorry. They put them on a state of purification, they wiped over them. Now, if they wiped over their socks, they are in a state of purification, and they remain in a state of purification unless they do something that invalidates that state of purification. Once you wiped over your socks, yani, you remain in a state of purification until you do something that invalidates the state of purification. Taking the socks off now does not invalidate the purification, but you cannot put socks on those socks or other socks and wipe over them. Because you have to have put the socks on in a state of purification in which you washed your feet with water. Okay, so here we're saying that this hadith is a proof that if a person washed their feet with water and then they put socks on in that state of purification, they're allowed to wipe over their socks for a period of time that's legislated in the sunnah. And this hadith, yani, just tells us that it's legislated as far as the time period. Other hadith mention that. Okay, so here, the proof in the hadith of Mughayra ibn Shu'bah that is legislated to wipe over socks is that he said, I was with the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam that alaylatin, one night, fi masirin, on a journey, fa'afragtu alayhi min al-idawati. So I poured out, afragtu alayhi, I poured out, yani meaning water, from the container, al-idawa, from a container, from a water container. فَغَسَلَ وَجْهَهُ Yani I was pouring the water for the Prophet. Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is making his wudu, but I'm pouring the water for him. He washed his face, وَذِرَاءَهِ Then his hands up to his elbows, yani ذِرَاءَ means the forearm, but of course we know that this means the whole of the hand, from the fingertips up to and including the elbows. وَمَسَحَ بِرَأْسِهِ Then he wiped over his head. ثُمَّ أَحْوَيْتُ I was pouring the water. At that point when he wiped over his head, أَحْوَيْتُ I bent down. لِأَنْزِعَ خُفَيْهِ To remove his khufs. فَقَالَ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ He said, leave the two of them. فَإِنِّي أَدْخَلْتُهُمَا طَهِرَتَيْنِ Because I put those socks on while I was in a state of purification. فَمَسَحَ عَلَيْهِمَا So he merely wiped over his socks. Hadith reported by Al-Bukhari and Muslim and Ahmed. Okay, so here, at this point, yani the condition for wiping over socks is what? That a person had to have put the socks on while they were in a state of tahara. A state of tahara, yani from having washed their feet with water. Now we want to say that in addition to this, shart, that there are other conditions. There are other conditions. So, from the other conditions, Shaykh Muhammad ibn Salih Uthaymeen, rahimahullah, in his book, Al-Jami li-Ahkam Fiqh al-Sunnah. I'm going back to that book again. Al-Jami li-Ahkam Fiqh al-Sunnah. I have it in four volumes. Each volume is about 400 or 500 pages. It's worth whatever you have to pay for it. Al-Jami li-Ahkam Fiqh al-Sunnah. Naam. In that book, he said, Volume 1, page 161, he said, I read from this page earlier in the beginning of the lesson, شروط المسح على الخفين, the preconditions for the validity of wiping over khufs. الشرط الأول, I'm not going to read this whole discussion because it's lengthy, but I'll read the core of it. الشرط الأول, أن يلبسهما على طهارة, that you put those khufs, those socks, yani, because remember in the beginning of the lesson, he said what is meant by khufs is anything that's worn on the feet. So when we say khufs, we mean whatever you're wearing on your feet. And we just got finished narrating from 10 different companions of the Prophet, major companions of the Prophet, scholars from amongst Sahaba, the most prolific narrators of hadith from Sahaba, Abdullah ibn Umar, Abdullah ibn Masu, Abdullah ibn Abbas, and so on. Yani, he said, the first condition is that you have to put them on tahara. That's the first condition that we mentioned, right? And this is based on the saying of the Prophet, he says, leave them for I have put them on in a state of tahara. That hadith we just mentioned. And then he says some people differ with this, the Zahiriyya, and he talks about what their opinion is. And then he also can, you can just pray in the front in the corner there, brother, if you want to. We didn't pray the congregational prayer yet, but anyway, it's in the direction of the corner. Now, مَا صَلَّيْنَا الْجَمَاعِ إِلَى الْآنِ But like, and he make sure he's in the right direction. Okay, so then he discusses what they said, and then he refutes their argument and proves that this is a condition that you have to have had put them on while you're in a state of tahara, in which you washed your feet with water. الشرط الثاني Now this is not mentioned in our book. This is the second condition. الشرط الثاني أن يكون في المدة المحددة شرعا The second condition is what? That the wiping over the socks has to be within the مدة المحددة شرعا The time that has been specified by the Sharia. The time that has been specified by the Sharia. What is that time? وهي ثلاثة أيام للمسافر ويوم وليلة للمقيم. It is 3 days for the traveler and a day and a night for the resident. What is the time period? It has to be within this time period. Otherwise, it's not valid. If you are a resident, you can wipe for a day and a night. After that time, you can't wipe anymore. It's only permissible for a day and a night. Wiping is permissible for a whole day and a whole night. You're a traveler for 3 whole days and 3 nights. Sheikh says here, very important point, تبدأ يعني the مدة محددة تبدأ من أول المس The time period begins from the beginning of wiping, from the first time you wipe. Some scholars said it begins when you made wudu. Some scholars said it begins when you broke your wudu. That's the time period. Sheikh says, and this is the more correct opinion, and we could look at the details of it some other time, it begins from the time you use wiping. لِقَوْلِهِ يَمْسَحُ الْمُقِيمُ يَوْمًا وَلَيْلَةٍ. And he said, it's narrated in Ahmed and Muslim and Nasai and Ibn Majah, that the Prophet ﷺ said, يَمْسُحُ الْمُقِيمُ, the resident may yamsah, he may wipe for a day and a night. He may wipe for a day and a night. So the first time you wipe, you can continue wiping for a whole day and a night from the time you wiped. So the period is for wipe. The period of wiping is from the time you first wiped, you use the permission, you can wipe for a whole day and a night from the beginning of that time until you pass by a day and a night, or if you travel at 3 days and three nights.
But concretely, like when you wipe, can you put a concrete example? You wipe, can you start?
Yeah, you can book a country example. You get up in the morning for Fajr, and you wash your feet, you make wudu and you wash your feet with water, and then you put your socks on, and you pray Fajr, and then you go to work, and when you go to work, before you go to work, you might have to use the bathroom. So you use the bathroom, you relieve yourself, and you make istinja, and then you didn't make wudu. You didn't, or you did make wudu. Let's say you didn't make wudu, to make it a longer period of time, right? You didn't make wudu yet, but you broke your wudu. Then you went to work, and while you're at work, and you have a break, you want to pray Salatul Duha. So now you make wudu, and you wipe over your socks. Okay, you wash your feet at Fajr time at 4 o'clock in the morning. You broke your wudu at 8 o'clock before you went to work. You actually made a new wudu at 9 o'clock when you had your break, and you wiped over your socks at 9 o'clock. The time for wiping doesn't start when you put the socks on at 4 o'clock in the morning. It doesn't start when you broke your wudu at 8 o'clock before you went to work. It starts when you made a new wudu and you wiped over your socks at 9 o'clock until 9 o'clock the next morning, you can wipe for one day and a night. That's the meaning of what the Shaykh is saying here. Yani, the mudda muhaddada tabda'u min awwali al-masah liqawlihi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam yamsahu al-muqim yani yawman wa layla, for a day and a night. You may wipe for a whole day and a night. From the first time you wipe until the end of the time. And Imam An-Nawawi rahimahullah said that this is the more correct opinion of the scholars, and this is what the evidence supports. The evidence supports that the time of the beginning of wiping is not when you broke wudu, not when you made wudu, when you put your socks on. It's when you wiped over your socks the first time. You can wipe for a whole period of a day and a night, or 3 days and three nights. وَقَدْ اِخْتَلَفَ الْعُلَمَاءُ فِي إِنْتِهَاءَ الطَّهَارَةِ بَعْدَ إِنْتِهَاءَ الْمُدَّةِ. And the scholars differed concerning whether or not the tahara, the state of tahara, is finished with the end of the mudda, yani the end of the period of time. Yani meaning the end of the period of time of wiping, does the tahara become invalid then or not? And then he has a long discussion about this. The correct opinion is it does not end. What ends with the mudda is the permission to wipe. But if you're in a state of tahara, so the time period ended, came 9 o'clock the next day, I can't wipe anymore, but before the 9 o'clock came, I already wiped. And I'm in a state of tahara, it lasts until dhuhr, or until asr, until you do something that invalidates your state of tahara. There's a difference between the permission to wipe and the state of tahara. That's two different things. The Sheikh said, the scholars differed about it. In any case, we don't have time to go into the details, but maybe in the next class we go into the details. But in any case, he said, one view is that it ends with the end of the time period of wiping. The other view is that it does not end. The tahara does not end. And the proof of this, and in brief I'm saying, summarizing it, the Prophet ﷺ waqqata al-mudda lil-mashi la lil-tahara. Yani the hadith, the Prophet defined the time for wiping, not the time for the tahara. Tahara is invalidated by the things that the sharia dictates invalidates tahara. Urination, defecation, sleeping, and so on, whatever. But not the time period for wiping ended. That doesn't invalidate your state of tahara. In the same way that taking your socks off that you wiped over does not invalidate tahara. That's not. There's no proof in the sharia that taking your socks off invalidates the tahara. Okay, but anyway, the details of that, we don't have a chance to go. One more point. Third condition, ash-shart al-thalith. We mentioned one condition, now we mention a second condition, the time period. Has to be within al-mudda al-muhaddada shara'an. The third condition, an yakuna dhalika al-hadath hadathan asghar la fil janaba. Yani the third condition is that the hadath, yani the invalidation of your state of tahara, had to be minor hadath, not from janaba. Because if it's from janaba, then you have to take a ghusl. You have to not only wash your feet, you have to wash your whole body. But if it's from a minor hadath, then in this case, you can use, yani, the mess. Summarizing quickly, also the Shaykh says, كَيْفِيَةِ الْمَسْ عَلَى الْخُفَيْنِ. The scholars differed about how you actually wipe. Some of the scholars said, you can wipe over a small part of the socks in mess al-khafsain. Some scholars said that. Other scholars said, no, you have to wipe over the whole khufs, meaning top, bottom, sides, everything. Third group said, يقول المس على ظاهر الخف كما جاء عن علي رضي الله عنه بإسناد حسن قال لو كان الدين بالرأي لكان أسفل الخف أولى بالمس من أعلاه وقد رأيت النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم يمسى ظاهر خفيه. Yani this hadith reported by Abu Dawud in the Sahih. Yani the third condition, I mean the kayfiyah, how you wipe over the third opinion, I mean, is that you have to wipe over the surface, the upper surface of the khufs, as it came in the narration from Ali radiallahu anhu, but the isnad, the Sahih, that he said, if the deen was based on ra'i, on opinion, on reasoning, how we think should things should be done, if it was based upon that, it would be more better, it should be more rightful, it would make more sense to wipe over the bottom. Yani where the dirt is at, right? Not wiping over the top. If the deen was based on ra'yi, on aql, but it's based on revelation. And the revelation, he said, is what? I swore the Prophet ﷺ wiping over the upper part of his socks. That's revelation. That's not aql. That's not opinion, ra'yi, intellect, reasoning. That's revelation. The deen is based on revelation. It's not based on yani, in my opinion, I think, in my way, how I see it, he said, I saw the Prophet ﷺ wiping over the upper part of his khufs. So the stronger opinion is that wiping over the upper surface of it, yani, is sufficient. I'm going to come to you, Mustafa. I saw you, yani, motioning. Don't worry. I just want to try to finish because time. We ran out of time. The Sheikh says the stronger opinion is wiping over the upper surface only. And you don't have to wipe the bottom of it and the sides and all of that. And then he said, يَكْتَفِي بِمَسْ أَكْثَرُ. Yani, and it is sufficient that you wipe over most of the upper part, most of it. وَدَلِيلُهُ أَنَّ الْمَسْ جَعَى مُطْلَقًا فِي النُّصُوصِ فَأَتَبَرْ الْأَكْثَرْ فِيهِ. And the proof of this is that the wiping came mutlaqan in the Sharia. Meaning, just wiping. It didn't specify, limit, define it as you have to do such and no, it's just wiping. And the Sunnah clarified the wiping is the upper part. So, yani, in that case, as long as you wiped most of it, that's sufficient. Yani, if it didn't say you have to wipe the head from the foreline to the nape of the neck and then back again, if it didn't define it like that, then just wiping is okay. But in the Sunnah, the wiping over the head is defined specifically where it starts, where it ends, and where it has to come back to, right? So here, there's no definition in wiping over the socks. Sheikh said it's mutlaq. Therefore, as long as you wipe most of it, that is sufficient. And then he said, وَهُوَ يَبْدَأُ. And this is your question, I think, Mustafa. This is probably the answer to your question. I'm anticipating what you're about to ask. وَهُوَ يَبْدَأُ مِنْ أَطْرَافِ الْخُفِ مِنْ جِهَةِ أَصَابِعِهِ إِلَىٰ سَاقِهِ مَرَّةً وَاحِدَةً. And this wiping begins from the أَطْرَافِ الْخُفِ, from the extremity, yani the beginning end, yani the front, the beginning of the toes. Yani atraf, from the beginning of it, and it goes up to the saq, yani the place where the leg, the bottom of the leg meets the foot, yani at the ankle. It goes up to the saq. He said, yani marratan wahidatan, one time. So the wiping, you have to wipe over most of the kuf, the upper part of it, yani from the extremity of the toes to the yani saq. And then the Shaykh says, and this is the last point, the Shaykh, he gives us a good point here, and Shaykh al-Albani said the same thing, rahimahullah, yani, in another place. Shaykh says, إِذَا لَبِسَ خُفًا عَلَى خُفْ. If a person wore a pair of khufs on top of khufs, yani two pair of socks. And again, the Shaykh said, المراد بالخف ما يلبس. يعني على الرجل, whatever is worn on the feet. إذا لبس الثاني بعد الحدث فالحكم للأول. يعني if a person wears two pair of socks and they put the second pair on after invalidating their state of tahara. يعني if they put one pair on after having washed their feet and later on after they use the bathroom they pass wind or something, they invalidate tahara. Later on after they invalidate tahara they put another pair of socks on. Now those socks, they put them on not in a state of tahara, the second pair, right? So he said if they put another pair on after al-hadath فالحكم للأول, then the ruling of wiping permissibility is for the first pair that they put on while they were in a state of tahara. وإذا لبس الثاني قبل الحدث, but if they put the second pair on before they invalidated their tahara, يعني they washed their feet, they made wudu, they never invalidated tahara, and 2, 3, 4 hours later they put a second pair on. And maybe they put one pair on in the morning when they get ready to go leave the house, they looked at the weather, it's 50 degrees out there, I want another pair of socks. But meanwhile, يعني they were still in the state of tahara. They had never invalidated tahara when they put the second pair on. This is the second situation, right? This time they're still in the state of tahara, they put the second pair on, فهو مخير. مخير, يعني meaning he has the choice to choose to wipe over the second pair on the upper pair, or to wipe, or to take them off and wipe over the bottom pair. He can wipe over either one. Because why? Because both of them he put on while he was in a state of tahara in which he had washed his feet with water. Both of them he put on in a state of tahara in which he washed his feet with water. In sha, yani mukhayyir in sha, masha, al-a'la, or al-asfala. So if he wills, he can wipe over the upper pair that he put on last, or he can wipe over the lower pair that he put on first. Lakin, إذا مسح أحدهما تعلق الحكم به. But whichever one he chooses to wipe over, the one that he wipes over, the ruling of permissibility of wiping is connected to that one. And this is the final point. I just want to confirm yani this same meaning. Sheikh al-Albani, rahimahullah, it's narrated from one of his students, Sheikh Abdul Azim. Is it time for the comment?
No.
Oh, okay. Sheikh Abdul Azim al-Badri, al-Badawi, he mentions in his book Al-Wajiz fi Fiqh al-Sunnah wal-Kitab al-Aziz, another very, very important book. If a person wants a summary of the fiqh, not from the perspective of the madhahib, but from the perspective of Quran and Sunnah, this is a summarized book, Al-Wajiz. Wajiz means summary. Al-Wajiz fi Fiqh al-Sunnah wal-Kitab al-Aziz. Yani the fiqh that's from the Sunnah and the Quran. Dr. Abdul Azim al-Badawi, he says in that book, يعني المسألة الخفين, he mentions a number of points, but from amongst the points that he mentions, the point that I want to mention here is that he says, يعني فائدة, a benefit, if a person wore two pairs of socks in a state of tahara, ثم مسح عليهما, and then he wiped over them, يعني both pair, and he wiped over, and he has two pair on, and he wiped over the one of them, the top one. ونزع الأعلى بعد المس, and then he took off the upper pair, the second pair, after having wiped over them. Yani he invalidated his wudu and he wiped over the upper pair and then he took them off. He said, جاز له إتمام المدة بالمس على الأسفل. It's permissible for him to continue the whole period of a day and a night, or 3 days and three nights if he's a traveler. It's permissible for him to continue the period that he's allowed to wipe on the lower pair. Yani he wiped over the upper pair and then he took them off. Can he still wipe over the lower pair? He can wipe over the lower pair because he put them on while he's in the state of tahara from washing his feet with water. He said, so it's permissible for him to complete the period of wiping, the permissibility of wiping, even on the lower pair. لأنه يصدق عليه أنه أدخل رجليه طاهرتين. Because it's true, even in that case, that he entered his feet in those socks, the lower pair as well, in a state of purification. أَمَّا إِذَا لَبِسَ جَوْرَبًا وَاحِدَةً وَمَسَ عَلَيْهِمَا. But if he only wore one pair of socks and he wiped over them, ثُمَّ لَبِسَ عَلَيْهِ غَيْرَهُ لَيْسَ لَهُ أَنْ يَمْسَعَ عَلَيْهِ لَأَنَّهُ لَمْ يَصْدُقْ عَلَيْهِ أَنُّهُ أَدْخَلَهُمَا طَاهِرَتَيْنِ. But if he wore one pair of socks, not two, he put them on in a state of tahara,
And then, yani, he invalidated his tahara and he wiped over that one pair of socks. Now he made wudu, he wiped over them, he's in a state of tahara, right? But now his state of tahara is not a state of tahara in which he washed his feet with water. Now he wiped over his feet, and he washed his feet, he made wudu, he washed his feet, put socks on. At some point he invalidated his wudu. He made a new wudu and he wiped over them. Okay, when he wiped over them, he's in a state of tahara, right? But this tahara is not the tahara that you put the socks on with water. With having washed your feet with water. This is tahara that you got by wiping over the socks. Now he puts the second pair on over the socks that he wiped over. Not over the socks that he washed his feet with, like the first time. This time, and he put the second pair on after he had wiped over them. He said it's not permissible for him to wipe over that second pair of socks because it's not true that you can say about him that he put the second pair of socks on while he was in a state of tahara that he washed his feet with. Rather, he put them on in a state of tahara that he wiped with. And the condition, the first condition that we agreed upon, is that you can wipe over socks if you put them on having washed your feet with water. And this is the end of what we wanted to say today. I hope, inshallah, that yani, what we talked about is clear. And inshallah, in the next class, we can review some of these points because yani, a little bit fast that we're going today. Naam, Ibrahim. Is it also from the conditions? You said, is it not so? That's a negative question. So I have to say, so I have to say bala, or I have to say naam, right? Naam. 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 It is not so. It is not so. Yani Sheikh Al-Uthaymeen, listen. Sheikh Al-Uthaymeen said, there's a difference of opinion about this matter. Right? This is fiqh. So it's a difference of opinion. But he said that there's no condition for wiping over the socks except that there's a proof for it in the Sharia. We mentioned the condition of you have to be in a state of tahara, there's a proof for it. We mentioned a condition that has to be within the mudda muhaddada, there's a proof for it. We mentioned the condition that it can only be for minor hadath, we mentioned a proof for it. Or if I didn't mention the proof for it, the hadith, one of the proofs for it is the hadith in which the Prophet ﷺ said, when they were traveling, he said, don't take off your socks for 3 days and three nights. Except if it's from janabah. However, if it's from urine, or defecation, or sleeping, you don't have to take them off. That's the proof of what? And we'll come back to that hadith. The hadith is mentioned in Hafiz ibn Hajj al-Asqalani, mentioned Bulugh al-Maram, and we have the PDF explanation, Bulugh al-Maram, it's in those hadith. He mentioned 10 hadith, under Mas'al al-Khaffain. And one of them is the hadith about it can't be for janabah. So it has to be for minor. So what's the proof that the socks have to be a certain height or a certain weight or a certain thickness or no holes or whatever? Or they have to be able to hold themselves up? What is the proof for those conditions? The Shaykh al-Uthaymeen said there's no proof for any of those conditions. That's just the opinion of the madhahib. They're entitled to their opinion. We are not... Yani, we are not condemning people, we are not belittling people, but we're saying, Hati burhanakum in kuntum sadiqeen. No problem, that's an opinion. But Shaykh Al-Uthaymeen said, where's the proof? He says, no proof. None of those conditions have any proof. That's what he said. None of those conditions have any proof. Yani, it's an opinion. Yani, what would the proof be based upon? Any qiyas or something like this they will use. They'll say, yani, in qiyas with this, then like that. But any clear proof in the Sharia, there's no proof for it. That's the Shaykh's opinion. Wallahu alam. In any case, if a person has doubt about it, da'a ma yuribuka ila ma la yuribuka. Innal halal bayin wa innal haram bayin wa baynahuma umurun ishtabahat. So if you're in doubt, yani take that which you show about and protect yourself. Now,
one more question. Now, when I do that and then I take my shoes off in order to wipe it, after I'm able to wipe, sometimes my socks come out hot. And I put it back and swipe on it. Is it valid?
I'm not sure what you're saying. Sometimes your socks came off while you were putting your shoes on?
Like half. When I take my shoes, it came half.
Uh-huh.
And I put it back, I'm able to wipe on it. Is it still valid?
Let's hear the whole case. so I can be clear what you're saying.
Like,
you washed your feet. You made wudu, you washed your feet.
No, I come to make wudu. I take my shoes off. And while I take my shoes off, the sauce comes out. I put it back when you make wudu and swipe. I can still swipe.
See, that's the problem. You're not making clear to me what you're saying. You're saying you took your shoes off and your socks came down.
How?
Before that, did you wash your feet before you put your socks on? That's what I'm asking you. You washed your feet and then you put your socks on.
Right.
Now you can wipe over them. Now you are saying that while you were taking your shoes off,
like this, I put it back.
That's his shubha.
About the below the ankle.
Yani, da'a ma yuribuka ila ma la yuribuka.
Yani,
basically you say you took them off.
Not completely. When I take my shoes off,
you pull me in the process of taking off the shoe.
I put it back.
Yani, don't gamble with your worship, but look, if a person, yani, started to do something but they didn't complete it, then if they did something a little bit, then they're okay. But if they did a lot, then they're not okay. Because, like, for example, if a person is making salat and they get ready to get up, right? They get ready to get up a little bit and then they remember, they don't have to get up. But if they got up most of the way, then khalas, they can't go back down. So it depends on how far did you go with it. And you pull your socks down a little bit, you pull them a lot, and it's different. Okay, so this is something, don't be in doubt. If you pull them off halfway, take them off the rest of the way and wash your feet.
So, Sheikh, last question. If I make a wudu and just wipe all my shoes or sneakers and then just remove the sneakers before entering the masjid, is my tahara still valid?
Your tahara is not invalidated by taking off your shoes.
No,
it's not invalidated by taking off your socks. Because taking off shoes and socks is not a naqid of wudu. There's no dalil in the sharia that taking off your socks invalidates wudu. There's no proof for that. Allahu alam.